Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. And I know we talked about this. You were able to, or maybe you had already been connected a little bit, but you were able to reconnect a little bit. Your teacher actually heard the episode, right?
Yeah. I had a couple of people reach out after the episode, but Mr. Blesky, the teacher, the headliner of my story, he, you know, we've been friends on Facebook since high school days. And we, you know, every now and then I'll pop in and send him a message, or, you know, we'll comment on each other's things. And so there's always been like this little, you know, like most people communicate on social media, blips here and there. And, you know, he just listened and he, you know, was like, oh, it's just one of those things where I think it's something so prominent for me and something that takes up permanent headspace for me. But for him, like, he doesn't think about that. Like, that's not something that he remembers even happening, probably. And so I think that it probably took him a little bit by surprise, because while I have thanked him in the past, you know, I have taken time over the years to be like, hey, you know, thank you again. Like, hey, this just happened all because of you, you know, stuff like that. I think hearing it through my voice and hearing my story play out instead of just the random words in a Facebook message, you know, probably had a little bit more impact for him. And so I'm glad that I was able to have this new medium of sharing that gratitude to him. And, you know, he lives down in Key West now. And so, you know, I know that I have a friend down there. And if my family and I ever head south, we will 100% meet up, have some lunch, like get together. And it's just nice to know that that connection is there, because he's somebody that I definitely want to keep in my life in one way or another. And so I think that it was really nice for both of us to be able to have the story shared and reminded, you know, refreshed in his mind. And then, you know, I had classmates reach out to me. One classmate in particular, one of my, you know, high school friends, Jenny, she reached out and was just like floored, you know, by what she heard. And she was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry that I didn't do more to help you or do more to protect you. And, you know, I'm like, listen, we're 16, 17 years old. When you're that age, at least my generation, you didn't really live outside of yourself in your own bubble. You know, obviously, if you see somebody like crying in a corner or like bleeding on the floor, you'll go, oh, let me touch base with this person. But when there are people walking around you with like inner turmoil or struggles or battles, you don't, you know, when you're a teen, you're not like paying attention for those small cues. You're not paying attention for that body language or those silent cries for help. So like, you know, I don't hold grudges against people, period, but I don't hold any ill will towards my friends. You know, the friends that I had in high school, I'm not mad at them. Like, how dare you not help me or advocate for me or speak up for me? Like, cause listen, we're kids. We all have our own set of things going on. You know, we're not living beyond that. And that is never something that I would like hold against anyone. But it was still, she was just, you know, she's like, I'm so sorry. And she asked me, she's like, you know, we discussed some more details, and just having her reach out to say, you know, like, it breaks my heart to hear this. I had no idea. Thank you for sharing it. It just, it's nice to kind of feel heard, even if it is, gosh, what, 12, 14 years later, yeah, hurts. Even though it's so many years, you know, over a decade later, it's nice to have someone to be like, hey, I hear you.